plans for the University of Alaska's 10-year timber sale in Haines are unclear due to delayed negotiations. And the goat hunt closes in the Taquin Ridge area. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. There were more questions than answers at last night's community meeting with representatives from the University of Alaska. The university continues negotiations with a contractor for their timber on land in the Haines Borough. Area Resource Manager Patrick Kelly is retiring this month, and he will pass the project to Laura Carmack and Elaine Main. KHNS sat in on the meeting to learn more. The walls of the Alaska Native Brotherhood Hall are decked with maps of land owned by the University of Alaska. The hall's red vinyl chairs fill up with about 50 curious or concerned residents.
Thank you, everybody, for showing up here tonight. This has really been...
Laura Carmack has been in the land management office for 16 years. She will be the new area resource manager.
It's definitely worth the trip to come here.
Carmack opened the floor to questions and concerns about the pending timber sale. Haines resident Patty Brown wanted to know if the contractor would commit to local hiring and how the land will be managed.
If it's private land, who gets the last say on it? And so I think welcoming all these ideas that are intended to be long-run sustainability, I really believe when it comes to natural resources, if you do it right, you can do it forever. But if you do it wrong, it's over.
The terms of the timber sale are confidential until the contract is final, but university representatives say that the potential contractor is open to local hiring. That contractor will decide how to manage logging. Morgan Howard is the liaison for the University of Alaska Land Management Office.
We have questions about trails. We have questions about, access to the land. We have questions about... There's quite a few, what happens post-logging, with the roads. Will they be able to be kept open or will they be closed? What role will the university play? These are all really good questions, I would have if I lived here. So I continue to learn, what's on the minds of folks who live here. And you start to hear from more and more people, and certain things start to rise to the top. And those are the ones I bring back to the university so they can address.
Until the sale is negotiated, however, there aren't many answers.
Often the questions are, what will take place at some point in the future? And those we just don't know.
Exiting area manager Patrick Kelly says suggestions and input from the Haines community will be represented in the final contract.
So we drive the bus on the negotiations. It's our property. We are the ones that determine what the terms and conditions that are the best for the university, and we have the final say on what we want.
Some of the comments suggested alternatives to logging. Elsa Sebastian is the executive director of Lynn Canal Conservation.
Those options might be on the table, but if there's nobody within the university lands office who has the background or expertise or even the time to consider those options, and if the university predominantly has experience with brokering timber sales, we can assume that's the direction things will go. And so these kind of forums feel exciting in some way because we get to share our ideas for what we imagine is possible on these lands, but in another way I think we kind of realize that it's a somewhat futile process.
University representatives took notes, but what that means for community input is unclear. Business manager Elaine Main says her office is collecting the input, but doesn't have a plan for how to use it yet.
I don't know, that's a good question. That's still something we're kind of have to figure out, because we are getting so much input and so much information that it's just a process. I don't know.
The university representatives plan to return in March. To learn more, go to uaLandHaines.com or visit khns.org. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game closed mountain goat hunting in the Taquin Ridge area today. The area bordered by the Sirkhu River to the west and the north, Taquin River to the south, and the Chilkat River to the east closed after 5 goats were taken this season. Carl Koch is a biologist with Fish and Game. He helps manage the Unit 1D game area, which includes Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. According to Koch, mountain goat hunting season is based on a points system. Each hunting area of the Upper Lynn Canal is assigned a certain number of points before the season begins. Every time a goat is taken, points are taken away until they run out and the area closes for hunting.
The area with more points is an area where I've counted more goats during an aerial survey. Folks in the Haines office do an excellent job of keeping a map accurate and updated in the window there, so hunters know to come and look at the map and see how many points are left in the area they want to go hunt, and then they have an idea whether it's likely to close soon.
Male goats are worth 1 point. Female goats are worth 2 points. If more females are taken, the hunt closes faster. This reduces the number of female goats harvested and encourages hunters to target males instead. Hunters took 27 goats in Unit 1D this year. Although last year's harvest was smaller, hunters took fewer females, and all goats were recovered. Koch says that this season started strong, particularly for the youth hunt in the Tokchinook Range.
The weekend of September 15th, we had 7 or 8 goats harvested. Closed down the youth hunt in just that first weekend. It's the first time that that's happened. I think really good weather allowed folks to get up high and see goats from far away.
Now the hunt is winding down. So far, it's closed for most of the Tokchinook Range in Unit 1D. Some more remote areas of Haines and Skagway with lower goat density are still open for hunting. For a map of hunting areas in the Upper Lynn Canal and the latest updates for the mountain goat hunt, visit the Fish and Game office in Haines. You can listen to these local news stories and more on our website at khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us.